James Taylor. What a talent. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear Stores up and down the Front Range. You've been hearing about we don't know what the supply chain is going to be. Stop at a Jack's near you and check them out. They'll have what you need. Let's go right to the phones. And joining us from Colorado Clays is J.R. Pierce. Good morning, J.R.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
You know, Nate kind of started talking turkey hunting, and we talked about it a little bit a couple weeks ago. But it is time to get out and find out. You know, a lot of people are new. A lot of people are going again for not having gone for years. There's more turkeys in Colorado than there's ever been, but there might not be more guns and ammunition and chokes out there. We don't know yet. We'll see. But either way, you really need to be finding out what the capabilities of your firearm are right now. If you can get the loads you want to shoot and understanding your capabilities. And I probably don't know anybody other than you who has extensively worked with the tubes, the guns, and the ammo to pattern these turkeys. So we need you to share some of your wisdom with us.
Well, Terry, and there is a broad range of information. I can kind of go through this and touch on some of the most important stuff that we've researched and come up with over the years. And, you know, Terry, like, say, being Colorado's premier public shooting facility here at Colorado Clays, we pattern a multitude of different types of guns each year for everything from target shooting, different types of bird hunting, home defense, and more. But with turkey season just around the corner, patterning your turkey hunting gun at Colorado Clays could be the difference between success and failure. And just so folks know, our pattern area offers ranges of 20 to 50 yards, gun racks, table rests, 42-inch square cardboard backers, so we can really see our results, and it's set up just for doing what we need. Now, starting with the guns, you know, we always talk about that, Terry. We patterned this year and in years past 20, 12, and 10-gauge guns. Now, the overwhelming majority of them are 12 gauges. They are the most popular because probably they're most available, easiest to find ammo for, as a couple of reasons. We pattern different styles of guns, pumps, semi-automatics, and over-unders. So what's the reason to choose one or the other? Well, one of them's individual preference. Some people are on a budget. You know, sometimes you can buy a field-grade pump cheaper than you can buy something else, and availability, as is anything in 2021. Now, although there are obvious differences and advantages to each type of gun, our patterning results overall have not shown a particular advantage to any style as far as effective ranges are concerned. And, you know, we do. We pattern guns with barrel lengths from 20 to 32 inches, most of them being 26, 28, or 30 inches. And our results have also shown that barrel length is not as big of a determining factor on your pattern dynamics as is choke and ammo selection. Now, I have had folks ask me if barrel length has an effect on muzzle velocities and different things. And being that I have not really done chronograph work on barrel lengths with nothing else changing, I will say that I have read manufacturer and independent research data that would indicate that most of the powder burn is complete and muzzle velocity achieved in the first 18 inches of the barrel, and also that the choke tube is a choke tube regardless of where it's placed. So that barrel length is not that big a factor. Now, I will say, and the good way to put this is it would appear that the difference between a 26 and 30-inch barrel is basically that a 30-inch barrel is 4 inches closer to your target. Now, there are other important considerations when it comes to your gun choice. A lot of folks come out here, they're camouflage guns, whether they did it themselves or they came that way. Sight selection. So, of course, we have beads, some of the fluorescent sights and scopes. See all of those. One thing I will say, a very simple bead is sometimes better. I have had a few fellows come out with the fluorescent sights using a turkey head representation and said that the fluorescent sight actually got in the way of it and covered up their target and made it harder to aim. So definitely a consideration on the fluorescence. Make sure it's a very fine one. And make sure if you put one on, it doesn't change your point of impact by how high it sits off the barrel. Of course, you know, a brake gun is quieter to close than a pump or semi-automatic, if that matters. The length, of course, if you're in a blind, is definitely, or in heavy cover, easier to handle a shorter gun than a longer one. Gun fit is a consideration, and there's just many more things you can find out here at Colorado Clays by bringing that gun out.
Now, if I have a gun, or I'm going to get a gun, or once I have a gun, and now I've got to decide on two choke tubes or ammo, what should I do first? Should I shoot some ammo through that gun the way it is? Should I invest in a choke tube right away? Or do I need to see how it patterns first?
Well, and that's a really good question, Terry. Now, as far as, you know, chicken and the egg, which one first? I will say, so most of the guns we see have a selection of choke tubes that came with the gun. So that's always an option. And if you choose that factory choke for your turkey hunting, of course, we'll always go with that tightest one, which is generally a full or sometimes an extra full. Now, we have patterned many guns with the factory chokes over the years and have ended up with fairly good results out to 30 or 40 yards when they're combined with a good hunting load. Now, for the most effective gun choke load combos, we have noticed significant improvements in effective range by using an extended choke tube in a choke restriction known as turkey, the turkey tube, if you will. A couple reasons an extended turkey choke can be and affect an improved pattern diameter and therefore pellet density at a given range is first, that it is a much tighter constriction of your shot charge coming through the tube. Now, in general, an extended tube yields better results than a flush with the barrel tube when nothing else has changed. And I will say, Terry, a few years ago, I had Briley build a choke tube for a specific gun and a specific steel waterfowl load. I chose the factory tube was blowing my patterns to pieces even at 20 yards, and the new choke was patterning very well out to like 60. So I asked the engineer I was working with, why should we use an extended tube over a flush with the barrel tube, and why will they pattern better? And for anybody that might be curious, in general, he said, and particularly with steel, when you are forcing it in a more tapered and longer area, the pellets have a tendency to find and blend together better. So the longer tubes are doing the same thing in a longer distance. Shorter distance can blow out patterns. So something to think of when choosing that turkey tube, and definitely an advantage to turkey-specific and to extended tubes. Now, as far as the hunting load, there's such a wide variety of ammo produced, it can be hard to decide where to start. Heavier shot charge or pellet size will both affect pattern density at a given range. And I've seen many different loads produce decent results out to 30 or 40 yards in different guns over the years. But once again, Terry, we have seen significant increases in effective ranges when a turkey-specific hunting load is chosen and it's combined with an extended turkey tube. Some of the gun choke and load combos we tested last year were putting 12 to 20 pellets of number 5 shot in the head neck region of a turkey target out to 50 yards, which was very impressive. And it would appear that the ammo manufacturers have done fairly extensive testing and adjusted their powder burn rates, wad construction, muzzle velocities, and shot charge pellet sizes and quantities to achieve, you know, really great results out to those extended ranges.
I have a quick question for you. When you tighten that pattern to get out to 50 or 50-plus yards, what happens to your pattern at 20 or 30 yards? Do you become less effective because you have a smaller pattern?
Well, and that's the thing, Terry. If your gun is shooting where you are pointing it, it doesn't matter if we're using a slug or a very fine shot. So if you're in the middle, if your point of aim and point of impact are zero or pretty close to that, pellet size and pattern diameter are not that big a deal. Now, as your pattern gets smaller, your tolerance and room for error becomes less. That is true. That is another reason why some trigger time here at Colorado Clays, whether you're patterning or even just going out and shooting on our courses, anytime you can get that muscle memory and get that control of your gun to where you don't have variables as far as steady and such become a factor, you're going to be a better shot, and those will not be as important.
We have about a minute left, and one thing you and I have talked about in the past, and we found out that kind of surprised me, is that your point of impact with that shotgun changes dramatically when you're standing like you might be for waterfowl or for upland game, that when you sit down like you would be for turkey, it can greatly change your point of impact.
Yeah, and Terry, that's one of the things about our pattern area, shooting positions. We have sitting, bench rest, standing, all available. And over the years, we have seen that when people go to a sitting position, resting on a knee, they have a tendency for their gun to lay lower and different on their cheek, and they sometimes predispose themselves to shooting high because the sight picture changes. So practicing in the position you plan to be hunting can be priceless when it comes down to time for a shot.
JR, we are out of time, but I know we're going to cover this more over the next month because turkey season is coming up quickly. But if people want to come out and just talk to you, I know they don't even have to shoot. You're more than willing to talk to you. Or if they want to pattern their guns, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, certainly, Terry, give us a call, 303-659-7117. Go to ColoradoClays.com. Check out what we have to offer. Send us an email if you prefer. And definitely get a hold of me. We like to help everybody out. And every bit of data we can put into our results will be available on the next shows.
All right, my friend. We will talk to you again in a couple weeks. You have a great weekend with this good weather.
Okay, you too. Thank you, Terry.
All right, J.R. Pierce from Colorado Clays. I'll tell you, he has such compiled an unbelievable amount of data on patterning shotguns. If you're new to turkey hunting or just shotgun shooting in general, you need to get out and talk to him. That's J.R. out at Colorado Clays. We're going to take a quick time out, and we come back, we'll wrap up Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear on 104.3 The Fan.